Right now, we thought we would call the star and try to get a hold of Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett, who is under more fire this week, in particular from his owner and the fans, than he's ever been under. Bet he's out there.
Star in Frisco, home of the five-time Super Bowl winning Dallas Football Cowboys, who are currently 6-5. 6-5. How may I direct your call?
Yeah, could we have Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett?
He's not in right now. Can I take a message?
This sounds a lot like Jason Garrett.
Okay, you got me. Yes, this is him. This is he speaking.
Why are you working the switchboard?
This is the head coach, at least for the present time. Don't know how long that'll be the case. Well, I work up to the switchboard. I have to work a shift every single week, and by every single week, I mean every single day. By every single day, I mean about half the day. It's part of my duties up here at the Star in Frisco, home of the five-time Super Bowl-winning Dallas Football Cowboys.
Yeah,
we're currently 6-5.
Yeah,
that seems like a waste of your time. You're the head coach. You don't have time for all that.
Well, I think Jerry is angry with me. I think he's angry with me. He's refusing to talk to me. And when I call his cell phone, he puts on a fake Chinese voice and says that Jerry isn't here right now. and let me add that the fake Chinese voice is very offensive. It's very offensive to a lot that goes on.
Right. Well, yeah, he's incredibly angry with you. There's no beating around the bush. We all know he's mad at you.
Very angry with me. And when he wouldn't take my call for the 13th time yesterday, I tried to go visit him in his office yesterday, and then I knocked. I knocked on the door, and then I stood there listening to him move all his furniture in front of the door and then pretend nobody was in there. Just despite the fact that I just listened to him grunting and moving his oak desk for 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's a pretty clear indicator that he was in there. Boy, he does. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You caused a little glitch in the system.
Sorry about that. Yeah, he really called you out on Sunday. It sounds like his patience is about out with you and your staff.
He did. He called me out, and that's why I wanted to talk to him. I wanted to apologize to him. I wanted to apologize and not only apologize but also tell him I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, same thing.
I'm sorry. And to not only tell him I'm sorry but also take responsibility mm-hmm. for the loss and tell him that it was my fault and that I take full responsibility mm-hmm. for listening to my coordinators and for following their game plan. You know, the buck stops with me, so it was my fault for letting others lose that game for me.
Okay. It doesn't sound like you're taking full blame.
I think all we have to do to turn this around is stick to the process. Got to stick to the process, because the process is the thing we need to stick to.
Yeah.
And would we have liked to have won? Yes. I think winning is always the goal, at least most of the time. But and I don't like to make excuses, but I mean, we are playing Tom Brady in the rain. I mean, you can't be expected to win that game. And I'm not making excuses. I want to be very clear.
Right.
Very clear about that.
Right. Well, do you still think you can make the playoffs?
He caused another glitch there.
Are you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, are you still optimistic that you're going to win the division and make the playoffs?
I'm very optimistic that I'm going to take my talents to the New York, New Jersey area in the near future to bring my coaching talents there. They've actually won a Super Bowl in the last 20 years, so that'd be a good place for me.
Yeah, we saw that rumor that if you were fired here, you'd be a front runner for the Giants job. You might actually like the change of scenery.
I think I would, because the scenery won't include the reworked face of Jerry Jones.
Okay, now the gloves are off.
And if I get fired, I plan on catching up on a few TV shows that I've missed in the past decade. Tell me what happens in Breaking Bad. I'm going to start that one tonight. What happens in it?
Well, there's a long and detailed storyline. I can't really tell you everything.
I also want to watch The Mandalorian. Have y'all seen that?
Not yet. I heard it's good.
Yeah, is that about that car that Michael Jane Fox drives in Back to Our Future?
You're a little off on everything.
Star Wars show.
Really looking forward to it, but hopefully I won't get fired. Hopefully we'll get better, and we'll get better in all three phases. All three phases, and we'll get better in all three phases.
Uh-oh. Okay.
All three phases.
Uh-oh.
All
Coach,
three
it's
phases.
Another glitch.
Major malfunction. Please reboot to see changes take effect. Please close all all remaining open applications. Click here to report problems to the manufacturer. All three phases.
Oh, Coach. No. That's not a good sign with the Bills coming to town.
He's short-circuiting.